The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
She was like, oh my God, I cannot believe you spent literally $100 on these shoes. But they're also dope. Like, they're built-in roller skates. You know what I mean?
So, yeah. Like,
my friends were making fun of me, but I'm over here vibing and rolling over to the grocery store, okay?
Everyone's got their thing.
All right, everyone, I hope you got your machete with you because we're going through the Amazon. What? I'm one of your hosts today, David Magadoff, and with me is my most wonderful co-host, Claire Kramer. Hi, Claire, in San Diego. How are you?
It's nice. I have an ocean view for the week. It's more relaxing than unrelaxing, I would say. Or maybe that's not true. I'm not sure. Anyway, I'm happy to be talking with you and talking about Amazon, shopping on Amazon, not the actual Amazon, although you threw everybody with that machete, but I bet you can order a machete off of Amazon. So there I go, closing that loop and moving us right along. This is a fun episode.
I want to know what it's like to be unrelaxed. That's all I've been thinking about since you've mentioned that. I'm like, what unrelaxed is an unrelaxed is like feel?
Anxiety. Tension. Unrelaxed is, you know, about half my life. So I try. That's why in the evening I try to relax once the workday is done.
And the other 40% is 10% for each child. And the other 10% is the Fanatics podcast.
Exactly. My fifth baby.
So we are talking about the love, the joy of Amazon shopping today. Yes, this is great. And we're talking about it with Kaden Mueller Janssen. Yes, you know her from the new Disney Channel series, Villains of Valley View. And her debut single, Kiss Kiss Baby, was number one on Radio Disney and was a top five most requested video on Music Choice. So she's kind of cool. And it was an absolute joy to talk to somebody who just seems very unrelaxed. She seems just right. Like a lovely, happy person.
If I could put myself into Kaden's body and personality and, you know, basically like if I could be Kaden instead of Claire, I think I would be Kaden for a day or two.
Well, you want to know why? Because she's shopping on Amazon all the time. She genuinely
shopping. She's shooting. She's
all the shushes.
Yeah, she's living the dream.
But yeah, she's you know, on her own for the first time. She's in a hit new Disney Channel show, which is, you know, led to wonderful careers of some of our most favorite artists, like the Olivia Rodrigos and the Miley Cyruses and the Demi Lovatos of the world. And so who wouldn't be vibing with her life right now? Of course, she's having a great time. And she's so infectious. I do love that. We'll get into it. But she even drops down a little like possible second Fanatics episode of her love of milk. She will get into it and you will enjoy it. But yeah, she really was so infectiously charming, wasn't she?
I absolutely loved her. Yes. And I can't wait to, I haven't checked out her show yet. So I'm going to be checking that out with my kids.
Yeah, definitely. One of them has been watching Villains of Valley View. And I do appreciate the use of alliteration in that show as well.
Yes.
So let's one click buy this thing, shall we? Enjoy. Do you ever high five the Amazon delivery person when they drop off something to you?
Honestly, if I saw them in person, I'd probably give them a big hug, not even a high five. And I know in COVID times, we're probably not supposed to do that, but I'm sorry. They're my best friend. You know, we actually at my complex that I live in, they have like one of those Amazon hubs. So like I have to go down to like the garage and like go in this like big like metal box and you put in like the code and the door like flies open and I'm like, thank you. Just give it a little pet and then just slap it closed. That's my definition.
It's like a giant Tamagotchi.
Oh, for sure. Oh my God. I remember last 2 weeks ago, I ordered a bunch of packages and I had my puppy with me. And that's, mind you, he's like 10 weeks old, doesn't walk on a leash, just kind of like does its own thing. And I have like literally 5 big boxes in one hand and a puppy on the other, like trying to waddle back to my apartment. It was so bad.
Okay, Kaden, I love it because I too love shopping on Amazon. And that is what we're talking about today on this episode of Fanatics. I have so many questions, but I'm going to start with this one. What is the most bizarre item that you have ordered from Amazon?
Oh, I would have to think about that. I mean, I've ordered a lot. Oh, my sneakers that have built-in wheels on them. So they're not like Heelys. So they're like, they're like just normal like sneakers. And then there's like this button on the back and these like skates pop out. So then they're like sneakers and skates. So I would have to say so far, that's probably like one of like the weirdest ones I bought so far. I mean, maybe I do have another one. I've bought so much stuff off of Amazon. I honestly cannot keep up, but I think that would have to be the most like strange one I bought yet.
I guess it goes without saying that you have Prime.
Oh, for sure.
Which I feel is well worth it. Do you?
Oh, for sure. One day shipping. When I need something fast, like when I was going to go surfing, and in California, you really need a wetsuit unless if you're like used to cold water. So I remember I literally had a one day ship a wetsuit because, or else I couldn't go surfing, which is awesome though, because like it's very convenient, you know, especially when you need something fast.
It does feel like magic. It's true. And for people who, I can't believe it, but if there are people out there who don't know what we're talking about, can you please give them a definition of what is Amazon and what is shopping on Amazon?
Yeah. So, I mean, if you've never used Amazon before, if you live under a rock, not in a mean way, but, yeah, Amazon is pretty much what this website that pretty much, if you want to find anything you would ever need, from books all the way to technology to basic living, you could pretty much find anything you would need on there. And it's one of the best websites ever. Just kidding.
It is, though. But it is, because it makes you happy. That's the thing. It is magic. You click a button and then later that day you get the thing. That's a ridiculous thing. And this is the world we're in right now.
I know.
What is the smallest item? Like, I know my daughter, she orders like paper clips and like post-its from, I'm like, you can just go to the store. That's not good for the environment. But, you know, on the other hand, with the lockers, there is a consolidation. So we're not going to worry about the environment right now. But what is the smallest item that you are willing to order?
That I'm willing or that I have ordered, because
either or
the one that I have ordered would probably be this, this like cute mini blender. I got it for like my pre-workout and stuff. So like you put a little bit of water in it and like your workout, like powder or whatever, and you mix it and it's like little, it's almost like a little shot glass that you just like pop back your workout and then pre-workout and then you go to the gym. And I mean, I think that's like the smallest thing I've bought in so far. But I mean, I probably say the smallest thing I probably could buy would be like, ooh, I remember I was going to buy like tooth gems, which is like those little like crystals, which you could buy off of Amazon. I wanted to do that. But then, you know, with acting and everything, you can't exactly have crystals on your teeth. So, but yeah, that's definitely like probably the smallest thing I could buy.
Tooth crystals?
Yeah. So like, they're like tooth gems. So like, have you ever seen like people with like grills or something like that?
Yeah.
So almost like that. But then they like, they use like braces glue to like glue Swarovski like crystals to like your teeth here. So then they're like cool. So like when you smile, you have like a little like crystal right there. I think it's bling. Cool.
Yes.
No, I'm not against it. I'm just concerned. I'm concerned about swallowing the tooth crystals.
Yeah, there is that. Actually, I'd never really
thought about that. Are they biodegradable or are they so small
enough that it, you know,
out it goes.
Yeah.
It's immaterial.
It's an immaterial material.
Yeah, I mean, I would hope that they're biodegradable. I mean, if not, I hope it comes out the other end, you know what I mean, if you swallow it. But I mean, my friend, she actually has like red ones like on here and like on her bottom. Mm-hmm. And I remember she actually, do not do this, by the way. It is so bad for you. But she uses like super glue, like Gorilla Glue, which is like poisonous. And you definitely should not do that. So if you're going to do tooth gems, make sure to use like dental glue that they use for like braces and stuff.
She hasn't seen the TikTok of the woman who used Gorilla Glue on her hair, clearly.
Yeah, no, okay. No. I mean, it's kind of just common sense. But at the same time, I told her not to do it, but she doesn't listen. So to each their own. You know what I mean?
Caden, you're a good friend for saying that. It might be territory where you have to be like knocking on her door and being like, right? Hey, like we need to talk. Yeah, we might get there.
Oh, for sure. Super I mean, I've been friends with her since literally pre-K. Like this was the girl who would like pull my hair and like we'd like fight back and forth. But like I've known her my whole life. So it's kind of just, she's always been that way. But you gotta just let her do her own thing, you know? Some people are just
all
like,
right.
Exactly. So how often when you open the Amazon app, do you know what you're looking for versus like, oh, well, what's being suggested or on sale today? So, cause I also check the sales section quite often. They have very good sales.
Ooh, they do. And that's so funny because literally 30 minutes before I got on here, I was going on Amazon, kind of just looking at some like nice summer dresses and stuff. So, I mean, like it really depends on the situation. Like sometimes I really need something that I know that like I won't be able to get at the stores last minute. Like for instance, my wetsuit, like I would have had to travel all the way around Los Angeles looking for one. So it was like, when it comes to that, it's like very convenient. But like, I mean, there's times where I've definitely just browsed to just buy something. Like, I don't know what it is about buying things sometimes, but it just makes me happy. And I think that's like a woman thing. I think it's definitely a woman thing, but like just like randomly buying stuff on Amazon, just like it really just makes me feel whole. But yeah, it really just depends on the moment. I mean, there's sometimes like on TikTok where like people will be like, bought this off of Amazon. And then I'll be like, oh my gosh, I need this right now. And I'll like go and order it like one day shipping. So there's definitely times like that. But besides that, I definitely would say that I use Amazon most of the time to specifically like buy something that I need.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
What is the moment? This is really a tough one because we ask this on every podcast. Mm-hmm. We always say like, what's your origin story? But Amazon, do you like remember maybe the moment you were like, this is special? Do you kind of remember around that time where it was like, wait a second, I really love this?
Oh, for sure. I mean, it was honestly the moment I moved out of my mom's house and I moved here for the show where I was living on my own. And like, I don't have a car. I have like this like moped scooter thing that like only goes like 12 miles per hour. So it's not like I can go travel around LA and like go shop for things, you know?
Did you buy it on Amazon?
No, but actually, there was a link for it off of Amazon. And I was like, that's interesting. Cause I looked it up like a few months later after I bought it. So I can't like travel around LA and like go do those things. So when I found out about Amazon and like the one day, well, no, that's not true. Cause I already kind of knew about Amazon. Cause like, of course my mom would like order stuff, but the moment like I made my own account and I found how much stuff is available on Amazon, I was like,
You adulted.
Yeah, I was like, this is my moment. But then at the same time, I feel like it was so bad because I find myself like sometimes, just sometimes, buying things that I really don't need, but I've convinced myself that I really need it when I don't. But I mean,
But now you're on a show and you have your own account and you're like, wait, I could pay for these things.
Exactly.
Versus like, well, forget the wish list, skip the wish list. Like, boom, one click buy. Good for you, girl.
For sure. I'm pisses off my mom so much. Cause like, I'm still like, I'm good with money. You know what I mean? I'm not amazing, but I'm getting better. You know, I'm 20. So still learning like financial wise, how to like save and everything. And sometimes, you know, it's a little bit of a struggle because you know, the teenage wanting toys thing comes out in me where I'm like, I need this. And my mom's like, what, why do you need this? Do you really need this though? Are you about to spend $40 on something that you're probably only going to use twice? And I'm like, yes, I am going to buy.
That is the great thing about Amazon is they've made the return policy so easy. I mean, you literally, you don't even have to box it up or like worry about postage. You just walk your item in. You're like, I changed my mind. You
know, like, I don't want this anymore. Back. Yeah, and refund. That is the great thing.
Well, here's the question for all of us. How do we all feel about the return and keep? Ooh. When you return an item and then they say, you know what? We're going to refund you, but just keep it anyway.
I've had that.
Have you not gotten this, guys?
What? That has not happened to me.
Oh, yes, Caden. Oh, Claire and I are well versed in this.
Under $10 items, this is popular.
Excuse me. No, I'm kidding. Oh my gosh, I'm dead. Maybe it's because everything I buy most of the time is like over like $20 maybe. Or like, no, that's not true. I mean, I've definitely bought like some like, I buy like dresses and like gym sets and like really cute, comfy stuff off of Amazon like that. Those like are definitely good. But then there's sometimes like where it's hit or miss. Like, have you guys ever been scammed off of Amazon? Cause I have, where like you buy something that looks nothing like the picture. So I remember I actually probably have it, but there's like this shimmery dress off of Amazon that went viral off of TikTok because it's like when you take videos with it and like flash, it looks beautiful, like glitter crystals, like everywhere. So I bought it. Right. And I was a little like suspicious about it at first because I was like $12 for this. I'm like, I don't know if that's gonna like actually be worth it. And it came in the mail and it was literally one of the cheapest materials I've ever felt.
It was like from Wish.
Yeah, it looked nothing like the pictures, like nothing. And normally I'm like really good about reviews and all of that, but the reviews on there were like 4 or 5 stars saying like, oh my god, I love this dress, it looks so good, da, 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 da. And then I looked at their pictures and it looks like beautiful, and then I look at the thing that I got and it looks nothing like that. So it almost makes me think like sometimes off of like certain Amazon like things that it could be like fake, you know what I mean, or like trying to scam. But at the same time, I ended up keeping it because I ended up like cutting off the top piece and turning it into a skirt, so like now it's kind of cute. You know, so I made it work. I didn't feel like returning it. So
well, speaking of Amazon and fashion, are there any fashionistas, influencers, what have you, that you are following, that you know, these people are on, you know, Amazon influencers, as we call them in the social space. Are there anyone that you follow that you love?
I don't know her name. I mean, maybe I have it on my actual Amazon, but I literally just started following her like a week ago. And she has like gym sets and like glasses and like all these different, like, not playlists, but like you can get commission if you make like a wish list off of Amazon and have other people click on it. And I know that like she has it like all saved in these little boxes for like house essentials and like bathroom needs, or like animals, like self-care, clothes, glasses, all that. And I love those things because it's really convenient because I don't have to go searching on Amazon and I can just click on their link and then just find whatever I need. I think her name was like Aisha or something. I don't know her last name though, but she had like hundreds of stuff on her Amazon wish list, and I was like, oh, I'm definitely following you.
So how often do you purchase an item and then share it with your friends and be like, you guys, look what I just got on Amazon. Like, with the tiny blender, I'm going to go order the tiny blender. I have another blender right here, but oh, really? I need a tiny one as well.
Yeah, it's like this thing, and it runs off of batteries. It's super cute, but oh my God. I think every time I've bought something off of Amazon, I've called my friends to show them. I mean, especially like the shoes that I bought. I bought those for set, so like on rehearsal days, I could just like mess around and like put those on and like click the back and like just like skate around the set, you know what I mean? And just have a ball. Because like I FaceTimed my castmate, Isabel, who plays Amy and Havoc in the show. She's the lead. And she was like, oh my God, I cannot believe you spent literally $100 on these shoes. But they're also dope. Like, they're built-in roller skates. You know what I mean? So, like, yeah. My friends were making fun of me, but I'm over here vibing and rolling over to the grocery store, okay? I don't have to use my feet that much anymore. But
you're living your best life.
It is exactly. Genius. I mean, I am into it. The tiny blender, the roller skate shoes, it's all happening. You know what I want to buy off Amazon? What? I will tell you.
What?
You can buy us a build-it-yourself log cabin, like a full-on house set. Yes, I'm going to buy, that is like my dream. It's like 12,000 or 24,000 somewhere.
Are you joking?
I'm going to buy a log cabin and I'm going to build it from Amazon.
Oh my gosh.
It's going to happen one day.
You know what? Me too. When I have my own house and once I'm out of an apartment in LA and I have a house, I'm with you. That sounds so cool. I've never heard of this. What? I'm so
is it that I will send after. You after the show, I will send you a link, but that is my one purchase that I can't wait to do.
Yeah, because back at home in Florida, I have to go back home to visit because I haven't seen family in a while. And we live on a 5-acre property and we have plenty of space to build.
Girl, there's your space.
Exactly. I've got to order that to my mom's house. She's going to be like, what did you just ship to the house? I'd be like, nothing.
A house. Another house.
I love that.
Ship the house to the house.
For sure, You know, there was actually another addiction thing that I was going to tell you guys about, but that I got like embarrassed because I feel like there's such like a stigma around it, but I'm going to tell you guys anyways, because I'm like really honest and open. But besides my Amazon addiction, this is going to sound really weird, but I have like this weird addiction to like milk. Like, I literally need to have like one cup a day, or else I get like really crabby, or I just like don't feel normal. Like, I don't know if it's weird, but I know like some people like hate milk drinkers. Like, people think like people like straight up just drink milk. Like, all my friends call me weird. They're like, you just drink milk for pleasure? I'm like, yeah, it tastes good. Like, I don't know. But no, yeah.
Okay, now we need to combine these. We need to combine this, and you need to order some milk products from Amazon. And by the way, my dad drank milk with pizza growing up, so I get it.
Oh, really? Okay. He would, because honestly, that's how it was. Like my mom's Dutch, you know, she's from the Netherlands, so it was very common. Like, we would have applesauce with our food, which I still do. I eat a lot of like applesauce with most of my meals. I know this sounds really weird, but it's really good. Don't knock it until you try it. And it was always applesauce with dinner and a cup of milk. Or like water or juice or whatever you want. But most of the time I always picked milk because I loved it. And then later down the years, we learned that I was like lactose intolerant. So I had to start getting like, I was getting really bad stomach aches and stuff. Like, it was bad. And I had to stop drinking milk for like 2 years. But then I found Lactaid. And now, like, when I found Lactaid.
Now you're back.
I was like, oh my gosh, it's the best thing ever. And then I started on my milk grind again. And I know that sounds really weird.
But you won't drink oat milk or like cashew milk. You're just you're a purist. You're going to take whatever you need to take to get the cow juice.
Yeah. But I don't like, my mom tried to put me on almond milk, cashew milk, oat milk. It's just not for me. It's just not milk. It's weird nut juice. That's like what it is.
Nut juice.
Okay. That does sound a little, that could sound a little wrong, but like, that's literally what it is. It's like nut juice. It's not milk. It's not coming out of an animal or like
a cow.
I like goat milk. I don't know if you guys have tried that. Like, goat milk is pretty good, but it's very like thick, or goat cheese.
Goaty.
Listen, I'm loving all the milk, but I still got more Amazon questions. I'm
no, not that's fine.
Lie.
That's fine. Yes. No.
Caden, like, when you're not shooting, or you have, as we all are actors here, we have plenty of downtime on set. Are you always playing Wordle? Are you on Minecraft? Or are you pretty much on Amazon as your like go-to, just like I need to just spend time on my phone and not think about anything too hard?
Really like depends, because I'm also like a really big foodie, you know? So Crafty is my best friend. Like I will be over there like eating chips, food, whatever, or I'll be doing TikToks like on set and like kind of like being annoying to everybody. But there's definitely times where like I've been in my dressing room and I have nothing else to do, and I'll definitely go on Amazon and buy something for sure. I mean, all my cash.
Have you ever gotten something for someone? Have you ever like just surprised somebody with a little Amazon gift, or you're ever like send something? Yeah.
Yeah, Izzy. So Izzy has like this thing with coffee. She loves coffee. And I ended up getting her like this little like it like goes around your coffee cup and it has like a chain on it. So like she can like hold it in her arm and it won't like spill or anything. It's like a little purse for your coffee. And I got her like me and her matching ones. And I bought it off of Amazon and one day shipping. So
that is so cute.
Yeah, I love it. It's awesome. I mean, especially like, you know, when you have like your hands full and then you're always holding your coffee cup and you're like, God damn it. Like, I wish I could put this down, or I have like a bag to put it in or something. And then you have like the little holder for it. It's awesome. I think it's very convenient.
I love it. What is the most packages that have been delivered in one day to your home?
Oh my goodness.
Is it the 5 with the puppy? Is there been a day where there's been more?
I think it would have to be probably that one time with the puppy when I was alone. I mean, most of the time when I order stuff, it comes on different days, like depending on when I order it. Like sometimes like a lot of them will be one day shipping, but then sometimes it's like 2 day shipping instead, you know? So like most of the time I'll just order a bunch of stuff and then it'll come in like 3 days apart. But then that one day it was just like, they were all dropped off. And I was like, oh Jesus Christ. I was like, how am I going to get this into my apartment? But I mean, I think that would have to be probably like the most I've gotten, but the biggest package I've gotten would have to be my scooter, because that came in like a huge like truck, and it was ginormous. It was kind of cool though, because it was like pre-built. So all I had to do was like take down the box and then it was in there, but it was like two times
just there.
Yeah. Like it was literally two times my size. I probably could have fit like 10 people in the box. It was kind of, It was funny though. The manager of the leasing office, who is also my friend, she's awesome. But it was so funny because she didn't know that I was getting this big shipment. All she sees like is me outside, like on top of the box, trying to cut off like all this tape and stuff. And like I'm very tiny. Like I'm 5'3", skinny mini, you know. So it was really funny just like see that all play out.
That is so funny.
Yeah.
We love to get into the why of things and put on our pop psychology hats, because there's usually a reason why these things that we absolutely love, these fanaticisms, are our fanaticism. If you had to ask yourself at the ripe old age of 20 why you get such an enormous boost of dopamine and happiness from Amazon, why do you think, like, if you can even look back into your own childhood, dare I say, like, why do you think this is such a joy, you know?
This is probably going to sound, like, really sad, but I think it's because, like, I live here alone in LA, and I do have, like, friends out here, but, like, not a lot, not many. I have, like, a handful, maybe 5, so it's, like, a lot of the time, like, I'm here alone, and I, like besides working and all the other stuff that I have to do, you know, like there's not a lot more going on. And sometimes I'll stay in my bed and I'll just be like really sad. And I'll just be like, I don't have anything to do and I don't have any friends. Da, da, da. But I do have friends. Like I'm just being dramatic and like sad.
Yeah.
But then I realize like going on.
You're here for work. Yeah. This is a giant work time more than anything. And you're
for sure. Yeah. And I think it's just really just more of a way for me to like almost distract myself from how I'm feeling and feel like really happy that I treated myself. And I also like, ever since I was young, it was always been like a me and my mom thing. Like after church, we would go to Goodwill. We'd go to these like Burlington, we'd go shopping. We'd treat ourselves like once a week. And it was just something that me and my mom did together that we just always loved doing together. Like we were never arguing when we were shopping or bickering or in a bad mood. Like we were always happy when we were shopping. So I think definitely Amazon is a way for me to not stay happy, but kind of feel some happiness when I'm in like a place where I don't like feel like myself. There you go.
Yeah.
And just, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I never have buyer's remorse. I have, I didn't buy it remorse. So, like, the nice thing about Amazon is if you don't buy it in that instant and then you think about it, you're like, oh, I really should get it. You can just pick up your phone and order it.
Oh, yeah,
you don't have to go
sure.
back to the store, you
yeah.
know, like in the old days, the olden days, as my kids call it, you know, when you had to physically go somewhere to buy something.
No, but that's
but
so true.
I get that.
That is so true because I remember times like when I was a kid where like, yeah, we had phones and stuff, but it wasn't like iPhone was super popular. Like we would still call each other on our home phones. And I remember we'd go into the store like to get like toys. Or like the Wii games. That was the thing for me, like when I was a kid, like the Wii games. And I remember like we would go to Target or whatever, and I'd be like, Mom, can I please get this game? Like, we have to get it now because if I come back, it's not gonna be here anymore. And like da 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 da. But now when it comes to Amazon or like the internet, you could really get anything anytime you want, which is great, but also kind of like it's like kind of funny when you look back at it is be like, that's not something we could do before, which is like awesome. But then at the same time, you're kind of just like, I think it makes people a little bit lazy, including me.
Mm-hmm.
Including me.
It's definitely made me lazy.
Well, Caden, I think it's really cool and self-aware of you to understand like how it affects you, you know, that you're trying to ground yourself and trying to say like, hey, you know, I have a lot of space physically and emotionally right now. And so like, this is this kind of thing that makes me feel good about myself and happy and reminds me of time with my mom. I think that's really self-aware and sweet. This has been an absolute pleasure. I would love for you to regale us with a love letter to that which you adore.
Okay. Dear Amazon, you are my best friend. I would not be alive right now without you, and I want you to know that every time I order off of your app, my heart gets a little bit more full and more full. Love, Caden. Is that a good love letter
or
no? Was that too cheesy?
No return necessary.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
You know, the great thing about Fanatics and having different guests on is I never thought about how much I love Amazon Prime shopping, and I'm Smile Amazon, so my Amazon account also makes a donation
yes.
to my kid's school. I have Prime. It's all happening for me with the Amazon thing, and I am gonna go figure out where that log cabin is though, because I haven't looked in a while, and I want to put that on my vision board for the next like few years, building a cabin.
Heck yeah, Amazon pre-build. Claire, did you have your mind wander like it did for me? Because we just talked about Amazon so much that I went to my list inside my head and started realizing I need to buy a few things. I'm looking for a small toaster oven right now. Like I don't have a lot of counter space and I could use a particularly small, I want the smallest but most useful toaster oven that is made. That is what I'm looking for.
Do you want to be able to toast tandem? Or do you just want a single slice toaster?
I think it's enough for it to be like just for me. If it can be for my wife and I, even better. But I'm okay right now with just like one little space that's not a microwave, but that's not my giant
right.
oven that is just going to heat up. I'm going to wrap up a lunch, you know, in a little bit of aluminum foil. Maybe it's like brown rice and chicken or whatever that beautiful thing that my wife just made last night.
Pop it in there.
Pop it in. But doesn't heat up the whole kitchen like a good oven does.
Well, you should get one that hangs on the, you know, like that you can mount to the counter. So it's actually like suspended in air, the toaster oven.
What on earth are you talking about? That hangs?
Yeah, you can mount the toaster oven on the bottom of your cabinet so that you're actually not taking up counter space.
This involves the presumption that I have cabinets.
Okay.
Yeah. We have like one upper cabinet in this little 1922 Craftsman. So maybe I need to just buy maybe we're just circling back and I need to buy the log cabin house and put that in my backyard and then put the biggest toaster oven. So maybe that's it. Maybe the key is throw out the house, buy a new house on Amazon.
In my free time later today, I'm going to browse through and I'm going to send you some toaster oven options.
Thank you.
Okay. And we'll discuss that on a future episode, which you went with.
Yes.
Yeah. No problem. This is.
We finally have an arc, Claire.
Yeah. David's home goods, his home shopping on Amazon and elsewhere, I imagine. But yes, Kaden was so funny. And I really, really like her. And I am going to go order some shit now, David. That's it. That's what I'm doing.
Thank God.
For the rest of my day.
Thank God. Amazon needs our help. They need us.
For sure. Jeff is like struggling big time. You know what really ties it together, David?
What?
Jeff Bezos, the former CEO of Amazon. He is a big Star Trek fan. In fact, he is such a big Star Trek fan, he had a role in Star Trek Beyond. And you know who else had a role in Star Trek is our producing house here, Roddenberry Entertainment. Gene Roddenberry created Star Trek. So now it's really come full circle. Amazon, Star Trek.
But how does any of this help me getting a tiny toaster, Claire?
It doesn't, but I'm gonna be your tiny toaster, you know, I want to say tiny dancer so bad. hold me closer.
Hold me closer.
Tiny toaster. Hold me closer. I will solve that problem for you, David.
Thank you. This was a delight of an episode, as always, because they're all delightful, and that is not a lie. We've had a great time doing this whole thing. It is such a joy to hear the joy every single episode. We hope you are enjoying, and please like, subscribe, 5 stars, whatever it is that you can do to give us a little love. We appreciate it. We really do. So have yourself a merry little afternoon or evening or morning, wherever you might be. And we'll see you next Thursday for another Fanatics podcast.
And before you guys go, coming up on next week's episode, we have Sydney Michaela. She is, of course, from General Hospital, School of Rock, Fuller House, The Barbarian, Craig of the Creek, so much stuff. And she is coming on to talk about her love of Jordan Peele movies. Yes, Get Out, Nope, and Us. All the titles are very succinct. But his movies are not succinct, so come on next week to hear all about it. We'll see you guys then. Bye. Thank you for listening to Fanatics, a Roddenberry podcast. For more episodes and info, head over to wearefanatics.com or tweet your Fanatics thoughts and stories at @WeAreFanatics.
Yes, that's We Are FANADDICTS. Our show is hosted by Claire Kramer and me, David Magadoff.
Produced by me, Claire Kramer, and Kelsey Goldberg. Executive producers Trevor Roth and Rod Roddenberry.
Our sound engineer and editor is Elizabeth Joy Windham. And you can thank Stephen Mudd for our theme song.
Catch us next Thursday for another Fanatics episode.
If I don't want to feel unrelaxed, I click on Amazon. Click on Amazon. If I don't want to feel out of whack, I click on Amazon. Click on Amazon.
Shopping therapy. Still the therapy.